And yet this is Shock Me Like an Electric Needle, with me, your host, DJ Roomba. You can visit us online at wjrh.org, and listen to us at 104.9 FM. Now, today, I, again, have gone beyond themes, again. It's been difficult to find songs. The FCC doesn't happen to be a big fan of 2 Chainz, and if I was indeed to play 2 Chainz, I'd get a $10,000 fine. So we're going to try to avoid that. It's one of my goals in this show. But so we'll find some workarounds. We'll try to capture that 2 Chainz feeling without 2 Chainz. Right, and we're going to begin with a classic off the 2000... The D'Angelo album Voodoo came out January 1st, 2000. We're going to go with the smooth, smooth sounds of D'Angelo's Feel Like Making Love.
Bye.
There we had D'Angelo with Feel Like Making Love. I hope you enjoyed his genuine, that's not a word. It's generous groaning. I listened to most of the song. I can't say I listened to all of it before. Although I didn't notice the grunting until it came over the radio. So I certainly hope you enjoyed it over the airwaves. Now, next up, let's talk about Voodoo. Now, one of a rare group of albums that's gotten a 10 out of 10 from Pitchfork. You know, Voodoo, of course, featuring such other incredible tracks as Brown Sugar, of course, Left and Right. How could I forget? This is Playa Playa, Devil's Pie, Send It On, Chicken Grease, One Mo Gin, Spanish Joint. Ooh, the famous untitled How Does It Feel? Now, this one's a famous one. If you're not an avid listener of the show, I've probably told this story before, but now D'Angelo went into hiding after making this album because he would go to concerts and perform shirtless, and then women would be catcalling him, and it made him uncomfortable, and then he went away for 14 years, during which he was arrested and just wasn't doing so hot. But now he's not back. He came back a couple years ago, made a great album, and now he's missing again. Certainly hope he's doing well. We miss you, Eugene Michael Archer. Moving on to a whole different kind of music from Beirut off their newest album. I should know. I did not do my research because I was making cookies. I did not pay for the cookie dough. It was given to me, and I made the cookies. I'm going to play August Holland off the 2015 album from Beirut, No No No. Beirut, the soul, the project of somebody Condon, I forget his first name, but he left Albuquerque, New Mexico, and then went on a tour of Eastern Europe, and then that kind of informed his first album, and then he just kind of makes this different. He's explored a lot, and hopefully you enjoy this exploration of the song August Holland. That was a really bad transition. We're just gonna get straight to August Holland before I babble anymore. Please enjoy.
I lost the rampart now.
Beirut with August Holland. What, August is a month? Oh, jeez. I really don't know too much. A guy left Albuquerque, dropped out of high school, and just explored Europe. And then his first album, we'll play like snippets of it. It's just very, like, very influenced by like gypsy kind of music. Really a good listen. I'd recommend it for such a young guy. Let me see. I almost have the song. Like this kind of. It's weird. I mean, I enjoy it. You should give it a listen. The album is called The Flying Club Cup, if you're interested. I like to keep all options open for you. All right, moving on to Nina Simone, keeping it very varied. The song Mr. Bojangles. Bojangles, of course, a southern fast food chain, and I will do my research during the song. Hope you enjoy Mr. Bojangles from Nina Simone.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. Worn out shoes, with silver hair, a ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. He jumped so down. I met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was down now. He looked at me to be the eyes of age as he spoke.
honky tonks, drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars, he said, I drink the beer. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, heard someone respectfully ask, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr.
Mr. Bojangles from Nina Simone. Thank you for sticking with me on a... I'm keeping it different, throwing you some curveballs with this episode. Now, this was originally written for American country music artist Jerry Jeff Walker for his the album Mr. Bojangles. Nina Simone, looks like she covered it around in the 80s. That doesn't seem right, but she charted on the UK singles chart at 96th. Excuse me. Yeah, she did chart in the UK for this song. Now, moving on to Wilco. I think this is another 10 out of 10 album from Pitchfork. The album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. We're going to play the track Jesus, etc. It's spelled G. You don't have to spell Jesus, comma, etc. dot. So, hope you enjoy. This is one of my favorites. And I'll be offended if you don't enjoy it.
Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tentacles strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices wide, skyscrapers are scraping together. Your voice is smoking less cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around.
There we had it. Jesus, etc., according to Pitchfork. I know I already said there was a 10 out of 10. It says, Jesus, this song, 61st best of the noughties, the first decade of 2000s. That was a very poorly structured sentence. Moving on. Next up looks, oh man, it's another Neil. It's coming at you with more Tropicália. And it's not new Tropicália. It's more Jorge Benjor. And after that, it's Beck. And now, more of the same from DJ Roomba. It'll be a good time to remind you that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. I am your host, DJ Roomba. Visit us online, WJRH.org. Let's get to Chove Chuva from Jorge Benjor's 1963 album, Samba Esquema Novo. All right, Chove Chuva. Jorge Ben Jor, the classics. Now this Chove Chuva, related to the Spanish. Now in Spanish, it wouldn't translate to Llueve, Llovia, or I should know that. Yeah, Llueve Llova, something like that. So it's English translation, it rains rain. Yeah, it really, really rolls off the tongue. Lyrics include, it rains rain, it rains without stopping. So I'm going to make a prayer to God our Lord to make the rain stop, making my divine love wet. Because it is very pretty, it is more than the infinite, it is pure and beautiful, innocent like the flower. Well said, Jorge. Moving on to Beck, off an album that I haven't played too much of, considering how much Beck I've played. It's his 8th studio album, came out 2008, nominated for Best Alternative Album. Favorable reviews. This track, Modern Guilt, the title track from the album Modern Guilt. Now, it was nominated for the Grammy, very, very reasonably lost out to the perfection that is Radiohead's In Rainbows. But, nevertheless, Modern Guilt, good album, good track. Hope you enjoy it. Modern Guilt from Beck. I've already said all I have to say. You guys know my thoughts on Beck. Clearly a big fan if I'm going to play him maybe half of all my shows. What actually got me into this album, I think I might have played, I'm not sure if I played the song Gamma Ray, but the one I had heard that song on the soundtrack for the video game Tony Hawk Ride, which was for the Wii, and you got a big plastic skateboard in your and now I've never skateboarded, but I got like a big plastic skateboard that connected to the Wii, and I would do tricks, and you were supposed to have a carpet like under it, but I didn't have a carpet in that room, so instead they provided you with like little carpet strips that you can maybe tape to the bottom so that you can like roll around into your ollies and such. But that's how I got into Beck. That and he was the first musical artist I ever liked. I've definitely just, that's a long one. I won't bore you with that story. But thank you for listening to me babble as per usual. Moving on to Georgia Smith, who I've played, I think either last week or the week before. But I'm only like two or three of her songs so far, so you won't get overloaded on her. But she played Barclays Center last night. Barclays Center, home of course to the 2023 NBA champions, the Brooklyn Nets. We're not there yet. We're certainly on our way. So she's opening for Bruno Mars for part of his U.S. tour. So go you, Georgia. Go you. So this is a song she wrote when she was 16. When I was 16, I don't like talking about when I was 16. But let's listen to what Georgia Smith has to say at the age of 16. I messed up. Excuse me. You should expect less of me. Here, I promise. It's Georgia Smith.
Better run when you hear the sirens coming, 'cause they will be coming for you.
George Smith with Blue Lights. Now, Blue Lights referring to like the emergency vehicles in England, where she's from, and in a lot of other countries, they're blue instead of the traditional red ones we have here in the USA. So this is a song about crime in London, in and around London, and framing other people. I don't know what she was doing at 16. She wasn't certainly more exciting is not a good word. I'll stop. Moving on to a song that I think I was going to skip that. All right, so this is like a song I listened to when I was probably when I was about 16. It's an okay one. I figured I'd throw in it's trying to keep you on your toes. And I want to keep you on your toes with a track from Kaizer Chiefs, who I think are named after the South African soccer team, but they're spelled a little different. Another band from England. Now this is I Predict a Riot off the album Employment from Kaizer Chiefs.
Oh,
I Predict a Riot from Kaiser Chiefs. Their debut album, Employment, came out in 2005. Two fairly good reviews. One, I think somebody made some blasphemous comments, to say the least. Who was it? They said, you stay with me, this is worth hearing. Yahoo Music disgustingly says, finally, a worthy successor to Blur. I'm not sure I agree. Like, it's a good album. Not a Blur-level album. Just think about that next time you read Yahoo Music. Maybe take their reviews with a grain of salt. Just maybe. Anyway, moving on to an artist from whom... grain of salt doesn't work there. But the classic. It wouldn't be a Neil show if I didn't play St. Vincent. No, I know. I'm not playing. Wait, not St. Vincent. Stevie Wonder. Very different artists. Anyway, we're going to play the track from Inner Visions, I think, right? No, Fulfilling This Is First Finale. The track Heaven is 10 zillion light years away from our man, Stevie Wonder. Wait, I made the same mistake again where I messed up with the buttons, but don't you worry, you'll be getting the full, right? Let's see if we can get it this time. Here we go, enjoy.
That's what my goal.
Stevie with Heaven is 10 zillion light years away, coming from what's widely considered an album from his classic period, now fulfilling this is first finale, coming out in July of 1974, and the album winning him the Grammy Award for Best Male Pop Vocal, Best Male Rhythm and Blues Performance for Boogie On Reggae Woman, and Album of the Year back in 1974. And this, of course, the album, of course, also includes You Haven't Done Nothing, which I'm almost, it's a Richard Nixon diss track. Back before diss tracks were cool, Stevie Wonder, of course, was doing them. Oh, Stevie. Moving on for our final track of the evening. A little ditty from Corinne Bailey Ray, who I got into at the end of last year, but never got to play her on the radio. Here we are, gonna give her a listen. You may know her track, it was a hit a few years ago. The track "Put Your Records On," you know, boom, boom. You know, it's like you know how it goes. But the track directly before that, "Enchantment," Sid of the Internet, when the Internet went to Amoeba Records to do the series "What's in Your Bag," she picked up this album and credited "Enchantment" as one of her good favorite songs. And she's right, it's a great one. And I hope you enjoy it too. Here's "Enchantment" from Corinne Bailey Ray's self-titled debut album, Corinne Bailey Ray, from 2006. What a way to sign off with Corinne Bailey Rae. Certainly hope you enjoyed that. As I said, it's a good one. It's one of my favorite tracks too. The album is okay. It's accused of having a lot of filler. Good ones, Like a Star is a good one. Enchantment, Put Your Records On, the hit single is a good one. Trouble Sleeping is pretty good. And the rest is Then the rest of her stuff isn't great either. But I'm glad I was able to share Enchantment with you. I hope you were enchanted. Oh, no. Stop, Neil. Stop. Just get off the radio. Let me listen to Robo DJ. Okay. I wanted to give you a quick reminder that you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Shock Me Like an Electric Neil, with me, your host, DJ Roomba. You can visit us online at WJRH.org. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to tune in next Thursday at 9 for hopefully something with a theme, something coherent. Thanks so much for tuning in. See you next week.